This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
It is hour two on this Wednesday. We play the Shohei Ohtani game coming up. Very little news on Shohei Ohtani. Almost the news is that there's no news on Shohei Ohtani. We'll talk to Jeff Passan of the Mothership. He's at the winter baseball meetings. Our team's being told specifically, do not talk about the process of trying to recruit Shohei Ohtani or you will be out. Because Dave Robertson, the Dodgers, violated that yesterday. Where's he going and how much is he going to cost? We'll play the Shohei Ohtani game coming up. Phone calls always welcome. Operator Tyler standing by, actually sitting by. 877-3DP-SHOW. Bucks, Pacers, Pelicans, Lakers all make it to the Final Four of the in-season tournament. Trevor Lawrence, high ankle sprain, still iffy, his condition for Sunday's game against the Cleveland Browns. There's been a lot of talk about the MVP. And sometimes we try to shoehorn somebody in there. Like Brock Purdy. I don't think he's the most valuable player on his own team, but that doesn't mean he can't win the MVP. We like to give it to a quarterback. Brock Purdy helps save that team. But when they play high end, when they play great, Deebo Samuel, to me, is the difference maker for them. I mean, they have a few of these players, impact players, but we give it to a quarterback. Case in point. Each of the last 10 MVPs have come from a team that was either the number one or number two seed. Dallas, as of today, is the number five seed. So for trying to get Dak Prescott in there, history is not on his side. Number one seeds, Peyton Manning 2013, Cam Newton 2015, Tom Brady 2017, Patrick Mahomes 2018, Lamar Jackson 2019, Aaron Rodgers 2020, Rodgers 2021, Mahomes 2022. Two seeds, Rodgers 2014, Matt Ryan in 2016. So 10 years, every year, the best four teams producing the MVP. So there's certainly a trend here. That's why this game is so important for Dak Prescott, obviously for the Cowboys. It's so important for the Cowboys because if you end up as the number five seed and you lose this game, you're going to be on the road. It feels like Philly is vulnerable. Now you got to get them. And then maybe you become, you move up to be the number one seed, or you certainly win the NFC East. And that's why we're looking at this game and maybe a standalone game for both Jalen Hurts, who was an MVP candidate. Lamar Jackson's also in there. But Dak has the best chance to win the MVP by these next four games that they have. And more importantly, Cowboy gets into a better situation as far as the playoffs go. Why is there some groaning on the other side?
Marvin, go first.
The best chance? He's got to get past. We always forget about Mahomes. Mahomes is like on almost like a Jordan-type trajectory.
I don't think people are talking about him
but that's
like
the thing.
That.
I think it's going to be one of those things where they give it to Mahomes because no one else stepped up when they needed to. So Dak Prescott, if he loses to Philadelphia.
But he has to step up too. Mahomes hasn't played great. I mean, Lamar Jackson, to me, is probably more of an MVP candidate now than Mahomes is. Now, that doesn't mean Mahomes won't win the Super Bowl, but I'm just talking about it feels like there's more momentum around the Baltimore Ravens, that people have an idea that they might be the best team in the AFC.
But to your – sorry, not to interrupt, but to interrupt.
Yep.
To your point, I think the Ravens have to go either the one seed or the two seed, and I think Kansas City is already there as far as, like, the one seed. So it could be one of those things where – and we already know what Patrick Mahomes will do in the postseason, so you know what? Let's give it to him. I don't know what Lamar Jackson's going to do. I don't know what Dak Prescott's going to
do.
Okay,
what if Miami ends up with the number one seed?
Tyreek Hill.
Not Tua.
No.
Okay. But I do think Dak, with these next four games, he did well against bad competition. And now is when you prove that you're the MVP by these next four games that they play. You know, you got Philadelphia, you got Buffalo, you got Miami, and you got Detroit. Those are all quality teams. Yeah, Paul.
I believe for a different reason Dak Prescott is going to have a hard time winning the MVP, even if he plays balls out the rest of the way, right? Let's say he... Here's the thing. I think the media people think of the Cowboys as a regular season team, not a really threatening team. And I think that's going to hurt his MVP chances. Even though it's a regular season award, I think they're going to hesitate to vote for him because that vote will blow up in their face in the playoffs. Also, I think media members are probably tired of some of their brethren's over coverage of that team, and that may turn them off to vote for Dak Prescott.
I think the media understands that's where their bread is buttered, the Cowboys. That's why every one of these shows, they go out of their way. It's a quote from Mike McCarthy. Let's, you know, spend a segment on that. Dak Prescott, MVP. You immediately have eyeballs. Immediately. He'll get more MVP coverage than he deserves, or he already has.
I think that might be my point, that it's almost like this is going to be a not right comparison. Remember when the Joker was the Denver, he won MVP, but then he didn't advance to the playoffs. Mm-hmm. Then last year, a lot of people bailed on him for MVP of the regular season, and he won the whole title. But people were like, he doesn't do it in the postseason. I'm not going to give him my MVP to vote again. Dak is a different category, but I think it's going to make him second.
Yeah.
Hurts, I think, has more, something a little more in the tank with the media in a good way, where the better story. It's close, though.
And now the better story is Dak winning the MVP. It is.
Super Bowl MVP.
Yes. Well, that would be an unbelievable story.
Well, someone will find a downside to it.
Yeah. Well, we found a downside to the Cowboys yesterday.
Yeah.
We said, oh, my God, Dak is playing great. Could be the MVP. You got to pay him. You got to pay C.D. Lamb. You got to pay Micah Parsons. Oh, man, this is terrible for the Cowboys. I don't know if many people had that take, but we did. Unless you don't win a Super Bowl, then, you know, this is going to be pretty tough in the offseason, as Jerry Jones goes, I'm going to pay. Let's say he pays. Dak is going to get maybe $60 million. Maybe. What's Micah Parsons going to get? He's going to get $30 million a year? What's C.D. Lamb going to get? $20 million a year? So you could be spending $110 million each year on those players. Those three. Yeah, Paul.
And one of them, you can't do it. It's kind of like Tyreek Hill with the Chiefs. They want to keep Kelsey. They want to keep some defenders. They want to keep Mahomes. One of the big three cannot stay. You can't have three kind of...
Well, you can't let Micah Parsons go.
Correct.
And Dak has proved his worth.
The fact that the Chiefs let
Tyreek
Hill...
Yeah, but he wanted $28 or $29 million. I mean, is he worth it? He's worth it to the Dolphins. He wasn't worth it to the Chiefs. And they won a Super Bowl. Like, if you said, hey, you want to do it over? Now, maybe this year they might go, you know, maybe we'll pony up that money. I think they thought it doesn't matter what kind of receivers we put there, that Patrick will make them better. And that's not necessarily the case this year, at least not yet. But that's just, history is not on Dak Prescott's side if he's not the number one or number two seed. I mean, whoever is going to win the MVP, their team is probably the one or two seed. Yes, Eaton.
But Dak has proven his worth. But has he proven his highest player, paid player in the game worth?
Well, he's just next up.
Well, no, I understand that. But just because he's next up doesn't mean that it's the right call.
Well, you have to be all in or all out. Like, you can't franchise him. You're going to, like, imagine MVP and you're going to go, yeah, you know, I don't know. But then does it matter what they do in the postseason? Is that really what the... Let's say they go to the NFC title game. You going to pay him? go to the Super Bowl. You going to pay him? Win the Super Bowl. You going to pay him? So I don't know if there's a jumping off point here if I'm Jerry Jones and I go, I don't know.
50 million plus a year?
Well, I keep wondering, why can't we do that? Why can't we just say, hey, how about, you know, you're not the best quarterback in the NFL. You're a top 10 quarterback, maybe a top 7 quarterback, maybe top 5. How about we get something? Now, they screwed up the negotiation the last time, and I'm like, I don't know what Jerry Jones is doing, but he is going to get taken to the cleaners by Dak Prescott.
There needs to be some room for a top 15 quarterback who had a top 5 year. You know what I mean?
Like, a sliding scale that says, all right.
You're not actually that good, but man, you had a great season. This might be the best season you ever have.
Okay.
Those people exist.
Yes, Paul.
Geno Smith got one of those.
Yes.
He got a mid-level. Ryan Tannehill got a mid-level. Like one of those 4 for 20, 4 for 80 type deals where it's, they don't call it mid-level. You know, Dak Prescott had a cracked ankle and had won nothing, and he got a monster contract from Jerry Jones. With a broken ankle and no Super Bowl appearances.
Yeah.
And he got the full boat.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, see.
You know what I just keep going back to, too, with not on Dak, but like with Brock Purdy and talking about MVP talk and all this stuff. It was only a couple of weeks ago that we were talking about if Mac Jones was on the 49ers and Brock Purdy was on the Patriots, would things be different? And it'd be like, no, Mac Jones would be balling out of control.
Yeah.
So he's essentially, Mac Jones is one team away from probably having a ring and looking at a max deal, like a massive contract and MVP talk. But instead, he just went to the wrong team, and now his career isn't over, but he's a backup now.
Yes.
That is crazy.
And I do think that is true. It's where you go. Who's your coaching staff? They had a defensive coordinator as their offensive coordinator. You had no skill position. If you put Mac Jones on the Niners with that coaching staff and those weapons, I'm guessing he's going to look pretty good.
So, like, Andrew Perloff would be losing his mind right now because we're making a system argument. This is the system. Like, that's why Tyreek Hill should be the MVP. It doesn't matter where he goes. He's going to be awesome. Yeah. He's going to be great. It's not going to be like, yeah, but I got put on the wrong team, so can't run fast anymore. Can't catch the ball anymore.
Yes, Paul.
But then there's maximizing the system. Jimmy Garoppolo could only do so much with the Niners. He never felt explosive at the quarterback position, or really especially gutsy, or you'd be confident about him in the fourth quarter. Brock Purdy feels much more trustworthy, much more of a downfield thrower.
Yeah, I understand all of this. That he has been great for them. I don't know if I look at him and say, now, and maybe it's not fair, if you put him on another team, how many players, if you put them on other teams, quarterbacks, and you say, all right, make some magic here. Is Patrick Mahomes going to do anything for Carolina? Probably not. Like, if they won 6 games? 7? Okay. Bryce Young, if I put him on Kansas City.
Nah.
There's certain situations where you go, if I put Patrick Mahomes on the Jets right now.
I feel like they'd be better.
They would, but how much better? Like, how much better?
I feel like a lot better.
But he has the ideal situation. You need to have that at that position. Mac Jones has one of the worst situations you could possibly have. That team is terrible. There's no offensive, you know, minded person who can help him because he has no weapons to assist him. Yes.
But there are times that you watch games like Zach Wilson or Mac Jones or guys who are struggling. Well, yes, maybe they're teams, some of their teams aren't great, but when you're watching the game, you'll have somebody like Troy Aikman be like, see, he was supposed to throw the ball right here and didn't. He was supposed to, like, they're missing their windows. They're supposed to, this guy's wide open right now, but they waited another half a second and threw it, and now they're covered, you know?
Yes, Paul.
A couple years ago, remember when Mahomes got the Chiefs to the Super Bowl and they got roughed up by the Bucks, and the offensive line was terrible and they couldn't block anybody? Mahomes still got a bad offensive line to the Super Bowl. You know, like that's, he was so good at what he did. He kept them alive.
Yeah, but he had weapons.
Yes.
I mean, you're making it seem like he didn't have a good offensive line. He still had good weapons.
I guess what I'm saying is,
he had Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce.
If he were on the Jets, he could cover up their offensive line issues and maximize Garrett Wilson and maximize those second tier wide receivers.
Yep. Travis Kelce and Tyreek Hill can help cover up a lot of things.
That's why you get to the Super Bowl. Yeah.
Yes. Yes, Mark.
We cannot be making the argument right now that Patrick Mahomes and Zach Wilson are interchangeable. I will not allow that to happen.
Not. We're
it,
not.
It sounds like we are.
No.
No.
Zach Wilson on the Chiefs is not making the Chiefs.
Patrick Mahomes is making the Jets better.
Yes.
All right.
It's hard to not make them better.
Right.
They're terrible.
Who could make them worse? Let's go through those guys.
Tim Boyle.
Tim Boyle.
Yeah.
He got cut.
I know.
A slap in the face.
Timmy V.
Yeah. Wonder what Aaron Rodgers thought of that. Yes, Marvin.
Now, to go back to Tyreek Hill. Look, he's making Tua look like a franchise quarterback. Because 2-3 years ago, we weren't sure if Tua was a franchise quarterback. And now Tyreek Hill is there. And you were just saying, hey, if the Dolphins are the number one seed, can Tua get the league MVP award? That's because of Tyreek Hill.
Yes.
Tyreek Hill is like track. That level of speed is track speed.
There is nobody in the NFL who has an impact, non-quarterback, like Tyreek Hill. Now, you can say some of these defensive players, you know, when T.J. Watt, Aaron Donald, not as much anymore, but you have certain defense, Micah Parsons. Tyreek Hill, every single down, you have to account. You have to know where he is and what kind of coverage you have. You have to, because he's a home run. There's no other player like him. Now, Justin Jefferson, people may say he's the best receiver. Good for you. You know, you can have him. He's wonderful. Tyreek Hill is different. Tyreek Hill reminds me of the great Bob Hayes when he played for the Dallas Cowboys. An Olympic sprinter. There was nobody like him in football. And it was a home run. Bob Hayes was the fastest man on the field, and you had to account for him. And Tyreek Hill is that guy. He's unbelievably quick. If you watch the Hard Knocks in season with the Dolphins, and they just have a camera on him. He is so quick and off the line of scrimmage and then so fast. A lot of guys have top-end speed. It takes them a while for top-end speed. He is so quick and then so fast, and he's almost 30 years of age. Yeah, Marv.
Is he Randy Moss level scary?
It's different. Yeah. It's different. Randy Moss might be the best athlete we've ever seen at that position. Like, he was freakish.
But I just mean, as soon as, two over here. Why is there not two over here? Because as soon as he starts running, like, it doesn't matter if there's two guys covering him. It still seems like it's impossible.
I want to be careful because it's recency bias with Tyreek Hill and Randy Moss. Randy Moss was different than any receiver. When you have that height, that athleticism, the speed, jumping ability, I mean, there was a lot there with Randy Moss. Tyreek Hill, though, I mean, he's in a that's a small paragraph when you talk about they're just different receivers. And he is. He is quick and then fast. A lot of guys will say, I want to be quick. You can get open, get to spots. So he does that. And then when he doesn't like that spot, then he uses his speed. It's really unfair when you watch. And then Washington to have single coverage on him? That's where you get fired. During the game. Yes, Paul.
I'm glad we talk about Randy Moss when we can, because I don't think you can't exaggerate what he was out of the blocks. As a rookie, only 11 starts, 69 catches, 17 touchdowns in 69 catches, not 130 catches. He was third in the MVP voting as a rookie. That doesn't happen at the wide receiver position.
All right, we're going to take a break. The update on Shohei Ohtani, and we'll bring back what Dave Roberts had to say about the recruitment of Shohei Ohtani. Even though I don't think he was supposed to speak, he did. We'll talk to Jeff Passan of the Mothership. We're back after this Dan Patrick Show.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller. It would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week, explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there. Put on your game face. Download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
We'll play the Shohei Ohtani game coming up. Guess the team. Years in value of the contract coming up. Jeff Passan from the Mothership will stop by. He's at the winter meetings. Seton, would you update the poll results for the second hour of the program?
We have paying $500 million plus for Shohei Ohtani is either a smart investment on and off the field or too much of a risk with his elbow issues. Mm-hmm. Want to guess?
I'm going to say 65% say too much of a risk.
Oh, it's a 60-40 split. Too much of a risk.
Okay.
Too much of a risk. Right. How about that?
Okay. Mikey? That's fine.
How about that, Mikey?
Yeah. That's fine.
Yeah.
Dave Roberts of the Dodgers talked to the media yesterday, and he had this to say about meeting with Shohei Ohtani.
Yeah, we met with him. You know, I don't want to, I'd like to be honest. And so we met with Shohei, and we talked, and I think it went well. I think it went well. But at the end of the day, he's his own man, and he's going to do what's best for himself, where he feels most comfortable.
Okay. Then he was asked about the possibility of keeping this information quiet, because that's what Shohei Ohtani's people want.
We want to respect Shohei's wishes, Nez's wishes, as far as being private. So I think that we took the necessary ways to do that, to honor his wishes. But obviously, you know, people talk and things, you know, and so I don't think that I need to share what we talked about. But I don't think Yeah, I think that's as forthright as I should be, and you guys deserve to be, right?
No, you're way too forthright. No, you can't honor his wishes by then not honoring his wishes. What if Dave Roberts knows the Dodgers have him? Maybe he's just, hey, we met with him. That's all I'm going to say. And that's it. You know what it's going to cost, and you've come to an agreement, an understanding, maybe. Maybe it's taken a victory lap without declaring victory. I'm trying to understand why you would say anything if you're told not to say anything. Yes, Marv.
Kind of related but unrelated. What's the best move for baseball for Shohei? Do you think it's for him to go to a big city like the Dodgers or a big team like the Dodgers?
Yes. Okay. Yeah. He needs to be seen. They need to be important games. We saw him in the World Baseball Classic. We saw what it meant to him, and that was big. But now we need to see him in the postseason. This is what we're going to miss out with Mike Trout. His entire career. I don't know if there's been a better player who will play in less playoff games than Mike Trout. And it's unfortunate. But, you know, he got a great contract. They're not going to trade him. Whether they get Ohtani to come back or not. And I would love to see Shohei. You want to see great players play in big moments. That's how you make a name for yourself, and a larger name. It's not about all-stars or MVPs or money that you make. It's moments where you go, oh, my God, that guy did this with the game on the line. That's what we love. Right? We want those moments, and I hope that we get Shohei Ohtani in a big moment where you get to see him, game on the line. Everybody's watching, not just another game in Anaheim when you're playing the Indians. You want World Series with the emphasis on world, and that's what you would get with Shohei Ohtani. So we'll talk to Jeff Passan of the Mothership. He'll join us coming up here. Let's see. Aaron in Virginia. Hi, Aaron. What's on your mind tonight?
Good morning, guys. And I guess, hey, Fritzy. First time, long time, Dan. 5'6 alum as well. 5'11, 190. Well, it's sad times in Sharpsburg. I got my newspaper the other day, the Daily Deuce. And the headline was fans are outraged after Crap State going 13-0. They feel they were dumped on by the College Football Playoff Committee.
All right. Well, thank you for that, Aaron. By the way, I got my Crappensburg State baseball mitt.
Whoa.
And I got this in the mail. One of one. I got
two-tone.
Yeah, it's actually three-tone. There's red, brown, and white in there. And it's got Crappensburg State. It's got Chartlesville, Pennsylvania, which is the home of the campus of Crappensburg State. And this is a nice mitt.
Gorgeous.
Not broken in yet.
How's it smell?
It's I'm with leather.
No glove, no love.
Yeah. You know what? While we wait for Passan, maybe he's busy breaking news there at the winter meetings. Let's play the Shohei Ohtani game. Where does he go and for how much? Todd, I'm going to start with you.
San Francisco Giants for 5'10".
Now, are you piggybacking my San Francisco Giants?
A little bit,
pick?
But yeah. I do believe it's not going to be the Dodgers or Yankees, Mets.
All right, Seton O'Connor, the Shohei Ohtani game.
I think he's staying with the Angels.
Ooh.
And I think because they're not afraid to pay him lots of money, they'd be happy to.
Mm-hmm.
I think because he would have, that's the place where he would have the most control. He already has probably a ton.
Okay.
So it's like he doesn't have to convince a team, I'm in charge now. He already is.
Okay.
And I think comfort is going to be a big factor.
All right.
Where he's a guy who likes routine. He likes to know how things are set, blah, blah, blah. I think he's very happy there. I think they'll pay him a fortune for a sort of loyalty tax,
okay,
maybe.
All right.
I'm going to say $575.
All right. Marvin, what team and for how much?
I'm going to go with the L.A. Dodgers. I'm going to go 10 years, $550.
All right. Paulie?
I would have. I like the Angels, but usually they sign guys past their prime, well past their prime, historically. But he does have injuries, which makes them a team that would, they like signing guys who are injured as well, historically. I'm going to go with the Dodgers at $565 million.
Okay. I'm going to stay with the Giants. I felt all along that the Giants were loading up. They were going to make a play. They're going all in on Shohei Ohtani. I'm going to say it's a 10-year deal, $542 million.
Makes a lot of sense, the Giants. Yeah. I could very much see that.
Yeah. But I could see him going back to the Angels.
Yeah.
If everything I've read about him is that he doesn't need the spotlight. Spotlight finds him, but he doesn't go out and find it. And maybe he's comfortable there. Maybe he likes that situation. Maybe with Mike Trout there, it's far from the maddening crowd enough for him that he can just play baseball. Yeah, Paul.
Would he and his agent look at the Angels' track record and say, why would anything be different the next 10 years?
Sure.
Because you have to.
Well, that's the first question I ask. Like, what's the direction here? Help me understand. Now, he's already going to understand kind of where they are with their players, farm system, and are we going to be a player? Are we going to spend money? Can we spend money? Like, that's what I would be curious about that. Yes, Eaton?
Well, do we know how important winning is to Shohei Ohtani?
I only know by watching him in the World Baseball Classic, and it seemed like it was really important to him. Now, he was representing his country, and I think,
right,
you know, I'm going to factor that in, but I have no idea.
The Angels are a place that you could comfortably go play, make an absolute fortune, and not care about winning.
Yeah. Or, you know, not be concerned as much about that as just playing baseball. There's no pressure on you.
No, nobody is, right. There's no, hey, you just signed a $400 million contract and you bowed out in the ALCS. Nobody's concerned about that.
All right, let me take a break, and we'll get to Jeff Passan, running a little bit late. We're back after this.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is really simple. Select a player who will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using the promo code DPSHOW and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with the promo code DPSHOW. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
All right, phone calls coming up. Want to check in with Jeff Passan of the Mothership. He's at the winter meetings and providing reports, updates on SportsCenter baseball tonight from Nashville. Thanks for joining us, Jeff. What is the directive from Shohei Ohtani's people to teams interested in signing him in free agency?
Don't talk about it.
But did they actually say don't? Dave Roberts talked about it.
Yeah, he talked about it. And I hope for the sake of Dave Roberts that Shohei Ohtani goes to the Los Angeles Dodgers, because if ever the question were out there, like, did he not go because he happened to make the grave mistake of acknowledging that the most moneyed team in baseball is going after the most moneyed free agency. And when I look at what the important things are to Shohei Ohtani, it's going to be winning at the top. And nobody provides a better ability to win than the Los Angeles Dodgers, who year after year are atop their division and have the highest payrolls. And it's why it's impressive that the Toronto Blue Jays are in as much as they are in the Ohtani sweepstakes at this point.
Okay. We weren't sure why Dave Roberts spoke, the Dodger manager, but then we thought maybe he's got Ohtani. Maybe he feels like, this is a victory lap without declaring victory.
Nobody feels good at this point. Nobody knows what's going on. The secretive nature of this whole thing is, I feel like it's a wasted opportunity for Major League Baseball.
Yes, we should be celebrating this.
And here's the thing. I think there is a way that Shohei Ohtani can keep the privacy that he wants while leveraging all of the things that exist in modern society to help both yourself and baseball. And here's what I mean by that. It's not like every time he goes and visits a team, he needs to sit there and have a press conference and talk about it and say this and say that. All he has to do is just take a picture in front of a stadium and people are going to go nuts. Like, oh my God, he's actually visiting this team right now. It's my team. He might sign. And beyond that, the idea be so 2023, when you have social media at your disposal, you have the ability to leverage a narrative in your favor, unlike anything we have ever seen in media history. And not taking advantage of that, I'm not sure it would get him paid more. It probably would, but it certainly would be the sort of thing that I think would help baseball and help Major League Baseball, this sport that has such a difficult time permeating the consciousness of sports in America, to do so in the middle of an NFL season, Dan.
Yeah.
Like, that is an opportunity you're just not going to find with other players, because other players are not of Shohei Ohtani's caliber.
Seton, would you ask Jeff the poll question?
Yeah, today's poll question we have, would you, paying Shohei Ohtani $500 million plus is either A, a smart investment on and off the field, or too much of a risk with his elbow issues?
A, 1,000 times. B, like, I don't know how many people are saying B. It's not just the question about the elbow, right? You need to look at Ohtani holistically. Let's start here. Aaron Judge got $360 million. He was a year older than Ohtani when he reached free agency. Both of them were coming off of MVP seasons. So you can reasonably say, Dan, that Ohtani is in the 300s. Let's just say 400 million, right? Let's just say 400 million for the bat alone.
Okay.
And I know Judge plays defense, so it's a little bit different, but I still don't think it's unreasonable for 400 million. But the money beyond that, that he generates through his Ohtani-ness, through through the fact that he is the most popular human being in the country of Japan. So you have this international aspect and all of the sponsorship opportunities and everything that can supercharge you as an organization financially, especially if you leverage it the right way. I mean, I'm going to put a small number on this for what's expected to be a decade plus long deal. Let's say it's $100 million right there. We're at 500 already. We're at 500 without even factoring in that he's been a Cy Young caliber pitcher in the past. And look, I have a lot of experience writing about Tommy John surgery and elbow issues. And I understand that generally guys who have two Tommy Johns within a 5-year span did not find a whole lot of long-term success when he came over from Japan, was presuming that he's the same as everyone else. He's not. He is, and this is not to suggest he is going to definitively come back and be the pitcher that he was beforehand. I don't think anyone knows that at this point. But the idea that we're going to discount Ohtani from doing something because history tells us others haven't is a fool's errand and a mistake that I'm not going to make twice.
What is the time frame?
I get the sense that a choice will probably be made toward the, I guess we're getting toward the end of this week, around the end of this week. And the physical process is going to be something that's very real and very stringent. They're going to need to do a lot of imaging. A GM who's not involved in the process said, I think Ohtani's going to live in the MRI tube whenever, this is done, because they need to be confident that if they're going out and giving the biggest contract in North American sports history, Dan, a deal that I think in the end is probably going to be closer to $600 million than it is $500 million. If they're giving that out to the guy, then, they need every last bit of confidence that they're not buying damaged goods, or that they don't, that something doesn't exist that they don't know about. So if that happens, that's probably going to take a couple of days. And, I get the sense that at some point early next week, we're going to find out what team he's playing for.
I wish baseball could celebrate this. It's a shame.
Let me say this, Dan. I feel like by us talking about this right now, it is a little bit of a celebration. And the idea that we're putting a damper on this because of a bad decision to try and mute people, it's not looking at what, we want what it should be, but I'm not going to look at what it is and lament it too much, because we're going to have Ohtani playing somewhere that's going to be an unbelievable story. And still, he's going to go out and do his thing. And this, this offseason that has revolved around him, Juan Soto is very likely going to get traded today. And it's looking more and more like it's going to be the New York Yankees. Yoshinobu Yamamoto is going to sign somewhere, and it's going to be a ridiculous frenzy with the Mets and the Yankees and the Dodgers and the Red Sox and the Cubs and the Blue Jays and the Giants. I mean, all of the big name teams and big money teams are going to be in on Yamamoto. I think this is kind of a cool offseason. And as much as we wish Ohtani were something different, I just don't want to waste a whole lot of time, my time personally, sitting there and saying, well, what could have been? I could have been 6'3". I'm 5'9", Dan, and it's not great. But you know what? I make the best of it.
With your hair, you're 6 foot. But, Jeff, we...
I might be. That's a fair point.
Have fun in Nashville. Thanks for joining us, as always.
My apologies for the lateness, but thank you for accommodating. Time zones are the worst.
Jeff Passan of the Mothership. He's there providing updates on SportsCenter and baseball tonight. Yeah, kind of threw in there Juan Soto, the Yankees, this Japanese pitcher that I talked about. Sometimes you go, I'm going to have to learn how to pronounce that that guy's name. You know, like the Greek freak got so good that you had to learn how to pronounce his name. DJ Uiagalelei. You had to learn how to. By the way, is he transferring to Florida State?
Rumors.
Could he play this year? Could he could he be in the bowl game? Can we do a like an HOV lane in the portal? Like, you can get there and you can play this season. Yes, Todd.
Does he know he won't be playing for a national championship no matter what he does?
Wow.
Give up 50 touchdown passes and complete every pass.
Brian in Florida. Hi, Brian. What's on your mind today?
DP, good morning.
Good morning.
You, front row, back row, first time, long time, 5'11", 5'38 waist. Dan, I just wanted to get your opinion, not trying to beat a dead horse, but look at those resumes of Georgia and Alabama. It kind of raises some questions for me. You know, given the fact that the Tide lost at 10 at home, had some close games against A&M, South Florida. Obviously, if they don't pull their out hat against Auburn, this wouldn't even be up for discussion. So just wanted to get your opinion on that.
Well, wait a minute. Are you saying that you're still saying Florida State deserves to be in there instead of Alabama?
No. I mean, I've been listening to your show for a long time and certainly understand it is a TV show and it's about money. But even though Alabama beat Georgia head-to-head, I would still take Georgia over Alabama. That was on the neutral field.
Well, if you really want to make an argument, like who should be in, if you're saying the four best teams, Georgia is one of the four best teams in America. It's a bad timing loss. The bad timing award goes to Georgia. Is Georgia better than Florida State? Absolutely. Are they better than Washington? In my opinion, yes. And Vegas would tell you this. So Georgia lost, but Georgia to me is one of the four best teams in America. Alabama beat Georgia, therefore the SEC champ is going to make the playoffs. I mean, Dion even said this yesterday about Florida State. It's about business. Now, he might say that because Florida State took Mike Norvell over him as their head coach, but that's his alma mater. But, you know, we keep Florida State, I understand you did everything you're supposed to do. Sometimes that's not good enough in something that is subjective. And that's what this is. Yes, Marv.
And I think Georgia's getting punished because had they had lost week two, they'd be in. But it's when they lost.
Yeah.
And I feel bad for Georgia more so than Florida State because they won the past two national championships. And like Ric Flair said, to beat a man, you got to beat the man. And no one's beat them in the playoffs in 2 years, so.
They won 29 in a row. They won back-to-back national titles. Granted, they're not as good this year as they were. Okay. Are they better than Florida State? And the answer is yes. No matter who's quarterbacking Florida State, I think Georgia is still a better team. Final hour on the way. Robert Griffin Jr. III, the former Heisman winner, will join us. Get some more phone calls coming up.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without fingersticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower. Now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.